Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Morning Inspiration Show, sponsored to you by the Holistic Ministry. I am Minister James Browning. I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. I pray that each of you had a wonderful weekend and had especially wonderful Valentine's Day yesterday. You showed love and demonstrated love. It's a beautiful thing to be part of love. So hopefully you each were able to participate in some form and fashion of that. And I pray for my brothers and sisters all over the country. I understand we're having some really crazy weather in different parts of the country, unusual weather in different areas of the country, especially in Texas. They're having a lot of snow and a lot of other activities happening all over the country. Here in Phoenix, we're having great weather. It's today expected to be around about 65, 70 degrees and sunshiny. Glad to be in Phoenix right now. But anyway, and you guys stay safe out there, okay? Wherever you are in the country, make sure that you stay safe. Let's get on with today's show. We know we only have 15 minutes, so we want to try to get this done and get it over with. Happiness is being in control of your life. Happiness is being in control of your life. See, happiness is being happy is a state of mind, beloved one, and it's totally different to each person. It has a different meaning to you versus having meaning to me. What makes me happy may not necessarily make you happy. So it's up to each individual to pick his happiness and what turns him on and how he gets to that mental state of feeling that way. I know I personally enjoy meditating 3 hours a day. Most people would say, whoa, that's way too much. I don't have that kind of time, and I wouldn't take that kind of time out of my day to do that. That is, you know, that doesn't work for me. That wouldn't make me happy. But not doing it would not make me happy. So, see, it's a different thing. Each person has a different take on happiness. Happiness is a truly a state of mind. The question is, what does it take to obtain a happy mind? What does it really take to make you happy and to obtain a happy mind? In order to be happy, it starts with a positive emotion, beloved one. It's a feeling inside of you that you generate that makes you happy. You know, it's a feeling. It's all about a feeling, about a positive emotion. And the feeling begins with a positive thought. In order to have a positive emotion, you have to first connect it with a positive thought. Your thought has to be positive, upbeat, exciting, something that really makes you feel good about yourself in order to get to that. So once you have that thought, and then it goes into your feeling. You have to be able to create that feeling. See, beloved, within you, you have the ability to feel hopeful. When you feel hopeful, you will produce happiness. Hopefulness and happiness come the same way. You have to feel hopeful before you can really get to the state of happiness, okay? It's a process of your thinking process. Let's just put it that way. And if you are constantly in a state of gloom and doom, happiness will stay away from you. And I know that you all may have gotten into that funk at some point in time, but whether you stay there is a different deal. And I know that you are well aware of other people who are in gloom and doom a lot of times. Some people in doom and gloom are more than they are on the upbeat. And so something you want to stay away from, that gloom and doom feeling. Just stay away from it. You may be saying, once I become happy, how do I maintain happiness? It's okay to have those moments of happiness, but how do I keep happiness more consistent? Where you're more happy than you are unhappy. And that is the goal of this program, to get you to the point where you are having more happy experiences than you're having non-happy experiences, okay? That's really what we want to do. This is where we come down to self-control, beloved one. Self-control, it's really the key to you maintaining your happiness. Unless you allow someone else to control your thoughts, you should be able to stay at that state of happiness. But when you allow others to enter into your state of consciousness, that is when your control is lost and it affects your ability to stay happy. For example, let's give you an example of how one can, starting off with the day is just absolutely wonderful. You're singing, you're feeling good and having a wonderful day, and you're just in the zone, you know. You're feeling really, really good in a good way. So, but and you decide to get in your car, you're on the way to work, or wherever you're on the way to, the gym or wherever it is, but you're feeling good. You're really upbeat and you're happy. And out of the blue, somebody just cuts you off in traffic and just like a bat out of hell, you have to make an abrupt, put on your brakes and really have to make a maneuver because someone just cuts you off. Well, and you start cussing and screaming, and so goes the happiness. Your happiness just went out of the window, beloved one, because you allowed someone else to control you at that time and moment. You have to be able to take full control of your feelings at that particular time, beloved one, because when you give your control over the others, guess what? They're going to cause you a situation. You have to and in those cases, you do temporarily lose your control. But the key is not to let others come in and take control of you. Once that happened, you're in a funk, as they would say, and you're sitting there just brewing and upset with this person, and often that person is gone about their business, and sometimes they don't even realize they cut you off, but they're gone, and they may be a quarter of a mile down the road somewhere by the time you come to your level of anger, and you don't even see them again in life, but yet you have allowed those people to control your happiness, control your moment of your life. You see, we have to learn to keep control of how we feel. And you don't know what's going on with that other person. They may be running late. They have a doctor's appointment, or they have some appointment. They have to be on time, and they're late, and they don't know what they're doing. Or they may be in a mental state where they just had a argument or had a conflict with their mate or someone else, and they're in a mental state, not even conscious of what's going on, and not even conscious of what's happening with them. So you have to not allow that to affect you. And you have to learn, beloved one, to pause it regardless of the condition. You and your positive thought is part of your consciousness. And if you allow every time somebody do something to you to take you out of your position of being happy, you're going to have a lot of frustration and unhappy days. Beloved one, you have to stop surrendering your control to others. Never allow other people to control your happiness. And that's what they do. When you surrender your feelings and emotions to other people, they will control your happiness and your state of mind. Like I said, that person's gone and not even aware that they did what they did to you, but you're still unhappy and not even, and it's going to take you some time to get your mind back to that state of where you need to be. If it ever happens for that day, and when you're in that state of anger and confusion, then you are actually setting yourself up to be interrupted or setting yourself up for an accident, because you have now lowered your vibrations. You've lowered your, and now you will begin to, you can attract low vibrations based on how you're feeling at this particular time. So it's ultimately important that you keep your vibrations up and keep yourself high. So So what you should do at that particular time, just send a prayer, beloved ones. It's easy just to send a prayer to people and for whatever's going on in their lives that they will be better, okay? It'll make you feel better, and it'll make them feel better, and you'll get right back into the game when you're able to just send a prayer to God. Please bless so-and-so who cut me off, and I don't know what he's going through, but there must be a challenging happening in his life today, and send a prayer and dismiss it, and then draw back on your strength and your emotions to get back into your state of happiness, okay? Sending that prayer is very important. You know, it really matters that you constantly stay in control of your emotions and steer yourself away from unnecessary situations that can cause you pain and discomfort, loved ones. It really, really does make a difference in your life when you're able to do that. And that is the only way you're going to be able to maintain happiness. You know, if you are able to maintain control over your feelings and not allow others to come in and steal, as they say, steal your thunder. You have to fully understand that you are a child of God, and you are totally in charge of your own life. You are a child of God, and you are in control of your own life, beloved one. From this point on, you have to really begin to understand your God self. Your happiness is your divine right. You have a divine right to be happy, beloved one. So stay in that state of happiness, because when you're happy, you have a tendency to attract more positive things coming your way. But when you're in that state of gloom and doom, then you're setting yourself up for more things to show up in your life that is not for your liking and that will control your ability to stay happy. And so we want to be in that state of happiness, because happiness affects your body. It affects what goes on inside of your body, and it has a profound effect on you, beloved one. The emotion of happiness has a profound effect on what happened with you physically and mentally, okay? So the clue for today is that we want to practice on being in control of ourselves and not let others take us to the point where it takes our joy away from us. We don't want to do that. It's not for you to do that. It is your divine right to be happy. So live in that happiness, beloved ones. Okay? So, you know, today is a short day, so we're going to be closing out, but I just wanted to bring you a little word of inspiration this morning about being happy, because it makes a difference in your day. Okay? So let's close out with a prayer. Beloved, mighty I Am presence, we give thanks and gratitude this morning for another day of life. We thank you, God, that as we go through this day, we will stay totally in control of our emotions and feelings, and we will move forward knowing that you are the source of everything that shows up in our lives, and we will continue to walk in faith and not by sight, that we will continue to have belief in our abilities and have belief in ourselves, and that we will walk and have total respect for others in this day. We will not disregard anyone or cause anyone any pain and to be inflicted. And we will walk knowing that we are connected with you, God, that we are one with you, and that we are your children, and that we are part of you, God, and that we will move in that state of consciousness, knowing that all is well. We pray for divine protection for our physical bodies today. Keep these bodies in perfect alignment. Keep them in their perfect alignment with every cell and every organ in their body will be in perfect alignment, and everything will be to their highest good. So we said, thank you, God. And most of all, God, we ask you for divine safety today as we travel and go about our daily routine, that we will go knowing that we are fully protected and knowing that all is well and knowing that you are with us through every moment of the day, that we are connected with you, God, and that we are able to move forward and to be able to accomplish the things that we so desire to accomplish. So we just say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones, for joining this morning. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Bye-bye.